It's a roundtable being called by the State Department with partners, so NGOs mostly, other, I think there might be a couple of other donors as well, and get input from partners on the current situation regarding the legislatives and also what we think the U.S. government could do more in order to support and encourage the holding of timely elections in a free and fair manner.
And what do you think the U.S. government could do to help that?
Well, we at Allianz Guinea and our members, we believe that there needs to be more pressure put on the Condé administration, and not just the Condé administration, but also the political parties and the opposition, to come to agreements on the finer points of conflict right now around the elections, which are both technical, but really more to the point, are political in nature, especially concerning the neutrality and transparency of the National Electoral Commission. We're concerned that not only is there a risk of obviously continued executive rule, which is essentially what is in place in Guinea right now, and all the problems of transparency and the lack of check and balances that come with that, but we're also seriously concerned about the stability of the country, both politically, economic, and frankly, if this goes on too much longer, we're concerned about potential violence that could break out. And we believe that the U.S. and other members of the international community need to do more to really make this a point of pressure on the administration and the opposition to come to agreement.
When you say pressure, what exactly do you mean? Economic pressure? Could you be more specific about what those actions would be?
Sure. I mean, there already exists certain economic pressure. The European Union, for instance, has made it very clear that no further assistance and debt relief will be granted before legislative elections are held. So that's in place. And that hasn't been enough yet. So I don't know if we're prepared to propose that sanctions be placed on Guinea at this point. But I think that needs to be seriously discussed. And I think it should be discussed also with ECOWAS. We've seen in the past, most recently in Mali, that the threat of such sanctions, the credible threat of such sanctions, can actually be quite effective in moving the needle.